Welcome to Supercomputer, a show about making sense out of a mess of technology. I'm Alex Cox, and I'm an automaton in training.
I'm Matthew Casanelli, and I am calling an emergency assistance session for my automation help because I have gone off the deep end once again.
I think it's funny, the idea of... Okay, this is like kind of a meme now, but the idea of an emergency pod is like a funny... I don't know how funny it is for...
I just hate the word pod, so...
Exactly, it's the worst. Pod Save America didn't start it, yeah. But they definitely started emergency pod. That was like their thing when the Mueller report came out. Mm. Like, emergency pod, with zero irony, zero sense of humor whatsoever. And it was like, oh, cringe. I think the emergency... is, well, if we wanted to do the idea of like, oh god, it's an emergency pod, it is your OmniFocus situation or whatever the mystery topic that you have.
I mean, it's definitely interrelated.
The
OmniFocus is probably the big one because I'm just trying to actually like organize very detailed. I don't know. I mean, I think the perspective stuff is what I need because I think sometimes I do get overwhelmed seeing what I have to do and not just like focusing on the next thing.
Well, I mean, you sent me a screenshot that had what, maybe 56 tasks in your inbox?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just getting started too.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm like, I bet this is just 15 minutes of fiddling around.
Well, it's like a mind dump, which I haven't done in a while, which I didn't even do the full thing. I think there's just a lot of stuff that I had tasked before, and then I was like trying to be more simple with my thing stuff, and then just ended up like not doing, or I was trying to put my actual projects into Trello and then make things simpler, and then I just kind of like left... tasks aside for a while. Or like old stuff that I had just like chosen to not really do was now like I'm trying to redo it in OmniFocus, if it makes sense.
Well, no, it doesn't. Because I was about to say, yeah, that makes sense, and continue the conversation, but we're just gonna hit pause here for a second because it doesn't make sense, because the way you're doing it makes sense, but the why doesn't make sense.
I mean, I wasn't using things at all, so I need...
Wait, what?
That's what I was saying, is like, when we talked, you and I talked with Kathy, we were talking about like,
oh,
putting
right.
projects in Trello and stuff like that, and then, so basically, since then, I've been like capturing stuff in drafts, but I haven't been... turning it into stuff, or I've been playing around with other ways to just format it. But I think task paper stuff is like 100,000% easier than JSON dictionaries of things data. So like,
oh yeah,
that's definitely a huge part, is even though I think I might've even like, I cracked it. I was listening to Gruber's thing and they were talking about like, did they actually ever crack it, or what, is that just a line that he just threw out?
I don't know.
Oh no, I figured out some of the things, JSON dictionary stuff, but it's still just like too complicated the way to, you have to like add things in, and automating task paper was like, I built a layout for a supercomputer episode and what I needed to do every time, and just like got that all set up, and now I have it as a shortcut that I can run, that I like pick the date and then it fills out the dates from that point. So it's like, when is the episode going out? And it does a work back and just like subtracts days and hours to like specific times, and then fills out that data for the thing. So
so basically what should have happened a long time ago, but can you tell the normal humans out there who maybe don't know what task paper is, what it, how it works versus JSON?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big one.
Yeah, well, All right, let me try.
three word explanation of the difference between JSON and test paper.
I can do a tweet length. Okay. Sure. Wait, let me get drafts open here.
I was gonna say open Twitter and be in the right mindset.
I've been good. I haven't been tweeting. JSON is a flexible but complicated automation system.
Kind of.
Task paper parses mostly normal sentences into complex templates and projects. Oh, that was 140. That was
nice. Exactly.
Okay. And obviously this is just for I didn't explain what JSON was, but I explained the difference between JSON and task paper.
I mean, they're both ways to like structure information, but not in the same, like task paper can't be used for data, but JSON is just a way to store data by like giving it names, and then you can refer to those names and get the values from there. But with task paper, it's a like an outlining format that allows you to use the, what's the at character? Is that like the that you use in emails, like MatthewCasinelli@gmail.com? What's that character name? It's not ampersand.
That's the obvious symbol. Yeah. What is at sign called? Oh, it's called the at sign?
That makes sense. I hated that when people are like, find me on Twitter @MattCasinelli. It's like, no, I get it. But then you can put like @due and then in parentheses a due date and things like that. So it all formats it. But I'm not sure. I think a lot of it too is it is infinitely nesting tasks, which is good. Like things has a specific project header task checklist setup that doesn't go further than that. Because it just like, if you have very specific things, I think also like the parallel versus sequential tasks that OmniFocus can do is what got me, because there's a lot of things that I need to do in order, or another part that then needs to be, can happen in parallel. And then both of those are kind of like the phase one that can happen in parallel or sequentially. And so like that I actually do get that specific with some of my stuff. And I've even been telling you, I struggle with deciding what to do on what device. And so by like predefining it, I can put that it should be done on the iPad or something like that, and then pull out my iPad and look at all the stuff that I need to do on it. So I think that's all helping.
Do you do that? You do that part with contexts?
Yeah. Or tags.
Oh, that's right. They're called tags now, not contexts. Oh, what a world.
And I've always been attracted to the location stuff, because that's awesome, where you can just like, oh, I'm near this place, or like even I found two coffee cards of this place that I go to all the time, and I was like, man, I totally could have gotten like two free things and just never remembered those, so I added a task for that. But I haven't I mean, yeah, I'm going overboard in the way that many GDD nerds do with OmniFocus, but I do want to try to do personal stuff in things to maybe give me some of that separation.
But why? But the whole point of OmniFocus is to have perspectives and to have,
just because I'm a crazy, I don't know. I mean, I think part of it is that OmniFocus is not good on the iPad. And so I can't sit down at an iPad,
Mom.
And I have to reach up, and I have RSI problems and with things I don't need to. And so I can set up tasks. I can set up like a bunch of personal stuff and keep it nicely organized. And I think part of it too, that, I mean, like getting some work-life separation is probably part of the reason, just like a literal, these are just things I want to do in my life versus things I need OmniFocus for. Oh my God. I'm actually going to die.
Wait, was this the thing that you wanted to talk about?
No.
Is this,
oh,
is
no,
this
there's
the
too much.
Pod?
There's too
oh.
much around it. You can link from OmniFocus to things and back mm-hmm. and into Agenda and
cool.
notebooks and stuff like that. And
oh,
so I
boy.
Think that's where it kind of like, I think I've been saying a lot that I've been like massaging stuff into place, and it kind of was like things fall into the right slot of like mm-hmm. doing tasks in there and then just stuff I want to do in life in things, and then keeping the ideas for shortcuts and projects in Agenda as I like come up with them. So I think mm-hmm. there is like, it is a lot of starting in drafts and going out to the spot that makes the most sense for each thing. But then I like started, I mean, in general, I want to be using the right device for the right stuff as I was like thinking about tagging. And so I started, tearing up my home screens and putting them into folders, of like Apple Watch and iPad and Share Sheet and Widget for like, I should be mm-hmm. using this app from that place instead of from my phone. Because I think I was saying a lot of my phone is mm-hmm. only good at like specific things, and otherwise I should be using another device. And so at least for now, I'm trying to just like be like, oh yeah, I should be opening drafts from the widget every single time, and like building a habit of checking the widget instead of getting lost in my home screen or Twitter or something like that. So that's goes all the way back to that like article from Medium that was like how to lock down your phone, I think it was, where he was just like build a habit of using the widget in the Today screen instead of your phone constantly.
I have to say the Today view has become incredibly important to just, well, to my day-to-day life,
yeah.
Not just because of the shortcut widget, but Carrot Weathers is amazing, Drafts is amazing. That's where my like my water and all of my like yeah. workout and health stuff lives, and it's just so much easier. Also, I'm finding that a lot of my Today widgets can also live on my watch, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was a lot of it. That, I mean, especially, I think especially the Siri part was what got me, because I'm just not using a lot of Siri shortcuts where I could be. And so I went through like everything in Overcast and gave it a trigger, and then mm-hmm. the different types of water and water reminder. And then I still have to break up my coffee logging one into individual pieces, but it would be nice if I could just trigger the menu one. So like, that's what's also like, I'm a little worried about going too deep into it right before WWDC if everything changes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's, but even still, like, I'm just now discovering the Today screen 3 years after it came out. And
well, it wasn't good for a very long time,
but that's kind of what it is. I think it's just in general, this I think I heard somebody else's yearly theme episode that just, or yeah, Tim's show, Fundamentally Broken with Seth Clifford. Tim Nahumchkabe. I can't say his name, and that's obviously
Tim
not how you say it.
Drafts Tim. Tim.
Yeah, Tim Drafts.
Tim.
Just like
Nasty
Tim Apple.
Boy. Tim Apple.
Tim Nasty
Tim,
Boy.
Tim Nice Person. But what a good, I mean, speaking of names, Fundamentally Broken is probably my favorite podcast
oh, yeah,
name of all time.
It's, probably applies to a lot of us right now. I'm just being intentional and really like, I think what I did too was I took off I took off most of the apps on my Apple Watch and started reinstalling them one by one. And like,
whoa, did you have the default on with all
oh,
of
yeah.
your app? Oh my god, no.
Well, no, I turned that off a while ago and I did a whole arrangement thing, but I think I just did it again. And there's a lot of stuff that I've been realizing. If I do give myself the time to like get into it for an hour, I start thinking about it on like a deeper level than just the first time I arranged it. And so like mm-hmm. giving myself time to do some of that was helping. Because then it's like, even there's, especially the Apple Watch organization is really hard sometimes. Like, where do you put what apps? And I eventually came up with like kind of like a spiral effect that sort of bled into each other that made sense, where I mean just like putting stuff next to each other that makes sense like psychologically, where maps is near like workout stuff because I'm outside or like weather type things. And then fitness is kind of near that. And then it started to blend into like headspace and meditation and music stuff. And so it kind of all like started going, and then music stuff turned into like focus and communication and productivity things. And then like background. So it actually, I can all like take a little Photoshop, a screenshot of all of it. But, I think it was cause I like realized how many good watch apps I have for health or like widgets that worked for that. And you listening to Do By Friday, actually Max was talking about, I mean, you guys are talking about sleep and then, even just pedometer plus plus, like I stopped caring about steps, but I kind of want to more in addition to the, I beat my goals almost every day naturally, just from the amount of like exercise I built into just like walking basically, but I still want to do more than that and actual exercise. But then in all of that, I like also rearranged my iPad home screens because my phone was like, I'm trying not to use the phone.
Oh my gosh.
Or like I took all of the folders that I had and gave them like their own home screens. Cause I was trying to imagine if they had like profiles for, or something like that of like, I want to work on video stuff. What would be on the home screen? And then I just have like seven home screens now instead of seven folders. So, because I was like sick of tapping. So
this is going to change in like 3 weeks. But
that's fine. I think I think some of it, it is like, I just like hate tapping into folders and I always kind of have. And so I think using the space that's already available is nice. Like I have.
Are you holding a crayon?
Yeah, or I was, but...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I kept that from the iPad thing.
You've seen the light.
Of course. I like returned the iPad mini, but not... So it's like, okay, the home screen is like... Here, wait, can you see?
Yes. It like looks basic, like a normal home screen.
Yeah, but then I have like a lot of planning apps. This one's actually crappy right now. But then like writing specifically, production stuff. This is podcasting, photography, and then like music stuff because I'm playing the drums. So I'm trying to like practice actual, like do actual intentional practice, and then reading and entertainment, which is like Twitter. It's on the like seventh screen, which is actually good. And then games are on the last one. So it's like, it's in effect the same thing, but I just like don't have to dive into folders as often.
You've kind of created spaces on an iPad.
Yeah, which is like, it's kind of silly. Again, I was like, I just rediscovered how the home screen works. Like
10 years in.
Yeah, it does give me space to like throw folders on that screen for more extra stuff. And then maybe try like shortcuts on the home screen a little bit for, because I'm doing like the Keyboard Maestro and Stream Deck stuff. And just like having the one button to pull up what I need, I think it's going to be nice. It is like, I told you, I like tore apart everything.
What motivated you to do this?
Probably procrastination. I mean, I think it came from, it started from OmniFocus, because once I got into the tags, I was like, when do I need to use what where? And then I was like on the device and, or even just like wanting to use OmniFocus on my Apple Watch instead of on the phone, because like on the phone, really, I just need to like check it and, or I should use my iPad or I should use the widget or something like that.
I feel like current Matthew does not often think or care about what, like current Matthew doesn't often think about what future Matthew is going to want or need. Like, is future Matthew going to really look at his watch and then immediately do the next task? Or is future Matthew going to be like, or I could optimize this by doing three more reorganizations? Because I have been there and I often don't consider my future self. And I'm like, oh, I will buy this box of cookies, but it's okay because I just this time will only eat one. And then all the Tate's cookies are gone. And then I'm like, oh, it's okay. And I go to the grocery store again. And I'm like, oh, these are gluten-free, so it's okay. And they're not super good. And I won't eat an entire box. And then it's just this perpetual cycle of maybe I'll get a healthier cookie. And then it's like you know what? I haven't had the good cookies for a while, so I'll just get the good cookies this time. And I don't like, what is the concrete thing? And so now I just don't buy cookies, which is admittedly makes me very sad, but future Alex thanks past Alex for it often. To what end does all of this, I see the reorganization, how that could kind of help, because it's like a mode switch, which is why Spaces on the Mac, even though it's underutilized, is can be a very helpful thing.
I rearranged my Mac.
What's the one where
you like pinch in and then it shows you all the apps on like the home screen popover for the Mac thing, like the one that no one uses?
No, I use it, but I have no idea what it's called.
Oh yeah, you actually, I think we talked about that once. You do use it, but it was like the same thing of I just like find my, I mean, I'm just constantly thinking about my process and things itself wasn't good at putting the stuff, like keeping it permanent, sort of like something about the OmniFocus repeats and reviews. And then just like the specificity of deferring tasks and sequential order stuff. I think for me, it sounds like, I mean, I'm trying to like be more forgiving to my future self. Like things is, I just don't think it's built for that yet. It's not like there, it's just like, it's a very power user tool to a certain level, but like OmniFocus is OmniFocus and goes very, very deep. And I'm that type of person. And so, especially with what I'm doing, I have so many, I kind of like need to lay out all of that to not reinvent the wheel every week, because that's what I keep doing is like, okay, how do I set up for a live stream? I'm like rethinking of that every time versus pressing a keyboard maestro shortcut and it does it for me. And then I like have a checklist to like turn on the lights and all that jazz. So I think I'm trying to like not constantly be thinking about the stuff over and over again, and also like be a person with things and use like do actual things for myself too that I still need to be doing and have not been sometimes. So
yeah, it was very strange being like, I can't do anything yet because I'm out to brunch, which, oh boy, all right,
was that an OmniFocus?
That was actually one of the most open-ended, yeah, let me it was, hold on, what was it called? Friendship date. It was, it's been deferred for like weeks and weeks.
What was the original creation date?
Okay, no. The original creation date was April 12th. However, I deferred it until May 1st. So it wasn't that bad. It didn't sit in overdue.
You thought about it then, but yeah.
I was like, oh no.
I mean, I think there's little things like I went on Clockwise last week and I wrote down at the time to like link it on my website and put it in my newsletter, and I haven't done that yet. And it's like, I have that awareness. Whereas if that was in things, I feel like I would be like something about, I think, the today view of things and like how things are due when I have such specific stuff that I'm trying to accomplish is like a little overwhelming, because it's something about OmniFocus having, like, I think I had said in the past that seeing the forecast and seeing like 200 tasks or something gives me anxiety, but like that in things is like even worse because I don't know what order to do them in. And
right,
I think with OmniFocus, I'll be able to do that a little bit better. And I'm like, I am kind of fascinated of, I'm trying to do a newsletter and live streams and videos and podcasts and blog posts, put that all into OmniFocus, and then like actually see when it's impossible and when it makes sense, and like that level of granularity. Like obviously some of it isn't working, or so I think there's like a lot that, and I think the home screen stuff is more experiments too, because like I already just use Spotlight for most of my stuff. And so I think the home screen stuff just hasn't been, like, I just want to use my Apple Watch more for things that it's good at, because I never really had it set up well. And then just using Siri for like Overcast stuff and MindNode. And part of it is like I'm trying to write about Siri stuff more. So I want to be using it, not just writing about things I just figured out.
Do you still use a time tracker?
No, which I haven't, I think, big. Well, but I was trying that. And I think part of the problem was that I didn't set it up well. And I set it up too specific. And I just like went overboard like I normally do. And then like what should be projects and what should be tags and how I should describe the tasks is like, I think doing this will help me. I don't know. I just like have a better sense, at least right now, of how long stuff is taking me, and partially by estimating it in OmniFocus. Like that was another thing. The time estimates are nice.
Oh, interesting.
Because I was like, I wanted to record with Rosemary and I estimated like a couple minutes to set up, a couple minutes to do this, plus record for an hour, plus watch the stream again later and all that stuff. And it's like, this will take me like 6 hours to do.
That's actually a reasonable time, amount of time to do it. Yeah.
But like, I need to know that and not just be like, recording with you that I had a project that I set up because it's like the same thing. Just like templating the four different people. If I'm going to have like guests on my live stream or something, I don't want to be thinking about this each time.
I'm going to try to encourage you to time track again.
Let's do it right now. How should I do it?
Okay. All right. Hold on. So you're going to have to go back obviously and start, estimate the time that we started at, but so right now I'm running my timer that is supercomputer, and the project is supercomputer, and the tag is recording. So I...
Okay, wait. Do you have Timery?
I do. I use an app called Timery, which is in beta, and I love it. And this is the one that if you listen to Mike Hurley's podcast, he talks about it all the time.
I mean, we're the worst about, like, we're definitely part of that now, of people like, oh man, this cool app Timery. But I think maybe I think it's extremely good. I think the Siri shortcuts of it, I was trying to use a lot and I overdid it by like being too specific with tasks, so it had to be like 16 different triggers that I have to get exactly right. And so I think I just need to like have stuff saved for Project Supercomputer or like recording, and then I mean, even I was just like editing before, so that was probably part of it.
That's interesting, because this is one of the few Siri shortcuts that I don't mess up the syntax I've created for myself, because there are a few apps like Overcast and Day One and Drafts and Timery, the cool app that, you know, the cool nerds have, that I've created like a very specific thing where I'm like, hey, supercomputer, start two-headed girl research. And then it goes into its thing. And I never forget that. I'm not sure why. That's an interesting thing that I've wanted to talk to like a linguist about, like, why is it that our brains can remember certain phrases very easily? I have a really simple syntax, actually. Like, I have my projects right now I have very few projects, actually. I have two-headed girl, supercomputer, due by Friday, roboism, guesting, which is actually, I don't have a Siri shortcut set up for that, and Robot and the Unicorn. So
that's still a good amount.
Yeah, I don't track my jobby job times because I figure that's 40 hours a week. I hope it's 40. I've been in theory it's 40 hours a week.
You're
but
paid
also
annually.
I am God. And then I like to know, all right, am I working a 60-hour week, which is like reasonable when your quote work is also your main hobby. Yeah. But if it's like, oh, 80, maybe I need to figure out how to get out of this. Like I want to read my comics and watch my stories. Like I need to know who gets kicked off of Survivor. And also I need to know what is bringing in the most income, as well as, I mean, it's hard to quantify what sparks joy. but like, okay, I can see that I did a lot of this week. An easy one is, okay, did I do a lot of research this week? And I can tell, like, I know I've been procrastinating on another project because I've got like 3 hours of supercomputer research in here, and I don't even know, like, I don't even know what I did.
I didn't know you were doing research.
Okay, so I consider research any sort of reading, practicing, or experimenting with apps.
See, I think you have that nice separation, though. Like, that for me, that's what I don't know with, like, I've had a category of, like, workflows because of just, like, me doing anything that can be, like, related to blogging or iMor or the Suite Setup or Supercomputer or pretty much everything I'm doing. So I think that's why it becomes more, like, I lean towards tagging, but then I start to, like, over-tag.
Oh, no. Just reverse it. Make the project...
like, recording?
Make the project recording, like, research, reading, writing. Like, those are all projects. And then the tags are the, like, let's say if it's both for Supercomputer and iMor, then those are just the tags. Yeah. I know a lot of people who do that, actually. It's pretty effective.
Yeah, and I think that's what Mike does. But I think it threw me off at some point, maybe because, I don't know. I mean, maybe that does make sense. Because then it doesn't have to be for a specific client type thing.
Yeah, and even afterwards, the thing that I really like about Timery is it's very easy to edit after the fact, because I'm like, oh, really, what I was doing for Supercomputer ended up me reading a bunch of queer blogs, so this is really Two-Headed Girl. Like, it went, like, I swear, this is a chain of events. If people don't know, I'm doing a show with my wife called Two-Headed Girl, and it's about, like, a bunch of trans and queer stuff. So I start reading about automation, then I start reading about cyborgs, then I start reading about cyborg feminism, and then it slowly goes into, then I'm reading Judith Butler instead of Matthew Casanelli. So it gets really, it's over an hour, things can change quickly. So that's a nice sort of feature of that app.
Yeah. See, this is the problem, though. It's so easy that I just created a new system, then destroyed it, and created a new one immediately.
Wait, as I was talking about Judith Butler?
No, before that, you were just, like, saying, I was, like, putting in all my different projects, and then I was like, okay, well, maybe I should do, now I have research, planning, editing, recording. Like, I think this is where I do need to, like, define what constitutes these things and put it into OmniFocus and tag it and, like, have this stuff actually become automated, because I am, like, rethinking what it means, and that is, like, a lot of effort that is unnecessary. But I just need to, like, pick it and stop. That's kind of what I'm doing, is I'm just like trying to settle on this stuff as much as I can ahead of WWDC.
What if you weren't allowed to download anything new from the App Store?
I can just build shortcuts all day long.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, but that is your thing. Like, shortcuts replaced so many apps. So why don't you have, like, a 1 minute? Well, no, I bet you could automate somehow, download a bunch of things from the App Store. But, like, give your girlfriend the password for limiting.
Yeah, I'm not buying apps a lot. It's organizing my home.
Exactly. Delete all of the apps you're not currently using, and delete.
I did that too. Okay. I think that's part of what led into this too. Was, like, I was really, like, okay, I have, like, 5 folders of health apps that I don't use. Mm-hmm. Now I have, like, 9 on one folder screen, and I'm like, those are the ones I'm going to use now. And so I think I am, like, just picking a lot of stuff and choosing it, and I'm gonna, like, reevaluate later. But time tracking is definitely one of the ones that's still slightly up in the air. Okay, real quick, I have research, planning, editing, recording.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. I mean,
that's
like
one I have.
What about just, what about social media? Like promotion?
Oh, interesting. That, that's a hard one.
Or like the Discord is like another one that, like community is kind of the way I've put it, where.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
It is spending the time to like tell people that this is out is a specific type of task and not core to the production of it. Okay, what about, should I just call it production instead of writing and recording? Because that's one thing that like.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I guess I do. Recording is separate from writing. Production is, I guess, an overall.
Do I have writing in here as a? Oh yeah, that's just not my. I don't have that as a saved. I don't think I have Siri doing that. Ah, there we go.
Okay, research. Should that just be all encompassing for? See, this is. I think this is why I wanted to live stream with you. Is I do just need to pick some stuff, and then I'm just so in my head that I like change my mind. But if I just choose and like talk about it and like find those like empty spaces that I'm missing, then I can kind of like get it finished and write about it too, is like a good way to like make something complete. That's why I was saying I like the Notebooks app, is because I'm trying to like turn it into like, this is how I do this, and write it in there and have like that ready for later. Basically it's like personal blog posts, but not for day one.
I'm kind of still at a loss of, I thought Rosemary was gonna help you. Instead, she enables you. Rose, come on.
I mean, I'm not gonna go like Brett Terpstra level of like the 1, 2, 3, like using the different index fingers for different things, but it is.
Oh, the better touch tool stuff? That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's, oh, that stuff is cool. I also, I mean, maybe I'll put that in things as a personal thing to just have fun with.
Like,
because I do want to do more of that, of like, I do just like, I think I've just been like playing music for myself and stuff, and actually doing things that are separate from work. And then in a way, if I want to write about what I'm doing for music, I can like link to the things task and not actually jumble it all together in one. So it's it's too much, but it's all too much. That Merlin.
Yeah. You need to. There's a few books that I can. Well, actually, you got the Checklist Manifesto down.
Yeah,
so
that's like, and that's what it is like. OmniFocus is the checklistification of my tasks, because I think that's what I was saying, is that things and checklists, once I just did that, it felt like the soul was sucked out of it. And it was just like tasks and projects with just the title of the project. But something about that seems okay in OmniFocus. Probably because I can just only see my next task.
I don't think I've ever asked you this. What's your least favorite thing to do in regards to your work?
Deciding. I'm serious. It's hard. I've been making decisions for the last year. It's like, that's exactly why I'm doing this, is to save me the energy to like make those decisions and like make it in a way that's reflective of everything I have going on, and not just like me screwing over future Matthew, because like you were saying at the beginning, because that's what I've been doing so far.
I'm so worried about future Matthew. I'm so worried about post WWDC Matthew. Like,
that's exactly why I'm doing this now instead of.
But everything's going to change. Like, it's going to be, because you're going to install the beta on day one.
The home screen thing. Yeah, the home screen stuff for sure. But I think I don't want to like toot my own horn or something, but I think the like home screen part seemed, I think the word is prescient to me, of like, I realized, I was like, wait a second, if they are going to actually redo home screens in some way, it's not just going to be, I've been putting all my stuff onto one screen with folders, and that's just like not conceptually what makes sense. Like even something like Mac Spaces, or like, I still want user profiles on iPads and just across iOS, so that Siri can identify who's talking and stuff like that. But then that could apply to like, I hand my girlfriend my iPad and then she has a profile that's set up for in her arrangement, or like it is like, okay, I want to make videos. Here's all my widgets and the apps and stuff like that. So I think just like separating it out into like truly, I mean, it's all aligned with the projects too, of like the video mm-hmm. stuff. All those apps are now out in the open, and I don't have like it being on the second page of a folder to like hide it from me.
I guess that's a thing where we have very different approaches, not just to, you know, how we interact with our devices, but I intentionally hide everything because if I don't see it, I won't use it. And if I don't use it, that means it's not a priority. It's kind of like the, was it Twyla Tharp who, I'm sure I learned it from Merlin Mann, where you put a ton of crap in a box, and then a month later, if you haven't gone into the box to find anything, you can get rid of it. And the way that I know how to use the apps that are hidden in folders is honestly OmniFocus, because I have a lot of my contact, actually, sorry. If folks don't know, contexts were what are now called tags in OmniFocus, but it was contexts? That way for like...
I thought you said contacts.
Contact. You know what? You can't say prescience, but also I didn't know what that meant. And then
I say
it was
prescient.
Like, press.
Prescient.
Prescient. God, words are so hard to say.
That
Why
one's a
did
weird
I choose
word,
podcasting? But... Oh my God. But a lot of my tags are indeed apps because it's like, oh right, I need to use Airtable for this and not Google Sheets, you ding-a-ling. And that's just kind of how I know what's important. I don't know. Like I just worry. Well, okay, I'm a broken human being, so I also have my tags set up in OmniFocus with humans.
Yeah, I have you as a tag.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I think it, because then I can, well, especially now that they're tags and not contexts,
mm-hmm.
I can, like, I have decide on a time to record a live stream with you in mm-hmm. a tag. I mean, part of it was like the morning routine thing. I want to like have it to like throw in OmniFocus real quick and do that more, because even Max's thing about like showering very first thing in the morning, I was like, oh, I actually don't do that a lot. And when I do, it does help me like keep moving forward. So
have you changed your morning routine?
Yeah, I mean, that was actually one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, but I wasn't sure. I mean, it's not...
I mean, this is an episode all about change, really. Like, yeah. I think you were worried that we didn't really have a structured topic. This is all about change. So what have you done to your morning routine?
I mean, I, like, barely had one before, so I think
okay,
in
fair,
general,
fair.
I've been trying to, like, pick... I've been trying to make that decision, and so it is, like... Again, I'm making a lot of decisions at the same time, but it's even still, part of it is hard to talk about because we do have a guest room, and so I've been using that more, and it sounds, I just feel like dumb talking about that.
Wait, why is it dumb? Most people, I guess, our age don't necessarily have guest rooms, but the majority of suburban
adults.
America
yeah.
has a guest room.
I am just like struggling with the transition of like actually being an adult and or like the privilege of my girlfriend's grandmother's success also, like it's definitely privilege, but I'm glad it's like from a badass woman, which is cool.
Oh my gosh, can we talk about this publicly at some point?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember like the whole story, but she used to be like, her dad used to be like a bootlegger and worked with like Al Capone to like,
like
lived in like the middle of like the woods in the winter to like stay away from the cops. And then she eventually also like became like an adjunct professor at Berkeley and stuff like that. So,
oh my, oh, holy shit, Snacks. This is quit everything and start being... Oh, my God. I wonder if her family's ever fought... So I'm going to not... I'm going to make an assumption then that... Oh, wait. No, it's not you.
It's
your girlfriend.
Family.
So
yeah.
It's not... Is she also Italian?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Families probably didn't fight. I wonder... Do you have mob connections? Welcome to the Supercomputer Tech Podcast. Do you have any mob connections?
No, not, Casanovas are not related to that at all.
Oh, sure, sure.
I can't say anything, no. They'll kill me. Have you seen that meme on TikTok where somebody like discovers something they shouldn't, and then immediately like the FBI bangs on the door? They're like, "Goo goo goo, FBI!"
No,
haven't. It's pretty funny. I'll have to send you some good examples where it's like somebody figures out some like magic trick, and then they immediately get arrested because the FBI is watching. It's not funny to explain jokes. Like, it instantly ruins. That's like, that's not funny, but. If when you watch it, it is. So trust me.
It's funny to me because TikTok is the only social media thing I miss on my phone.
That's like, put it on a folder and put it in the right spot for an appropriate time or place. But
no, I just use Spotlight. Like, no.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's fine. I'm just saying don't like punish yourself for wanting to use something to like watch funny videos. It's okay, Alex.
No, exactly. Though that is a thing where I'm like, yes, definitely sparks joy. So I,
yeah, like don't go on TikTok for 3 hours first thing in the morning.
Yeah, that threw out the morning routine. Yeah,
which is, I might have done that the other day. And then I was like, oh, maybe I should take a shower. Thanks. I think I was listening to Do By Friday and then was like, okay, yeah, I should.
Don't put this on. Well, no, it can be my fault. All right. Now that I'm complicit and I've talked about my mob connect, I mean, no, I didn't. What is your morning, like, have you established any sort of morning routine?
How did we get into that?
I just got excited about the mafia. It happens.
Oh, yeah, it was because of the guest room thing. So part of it is that I've been waking up at like 6 a.m. with the sunlight every single day for the last 2 weeks, which is like kind of nice because now I'm the most productive person ever and I'm rich and famous. Because that's all you have to do is wake up early.
Or you need to have a mild eating disorder like Jack Dorsey.
Just God. Ice baths every morning for 2 hours. But I like... I basically just been waking up and waking up my girlfriend, and so I've been going into the guest room and using that bathroom and occasionally the shower too, but like I realized I wasn't weighing myself and I want to be doing that more because I might have been not weighing myself because I might have gained some weight and I was trying to avoid thinking about that. but then there's also like, because I was always leaving the bathroom to go to the other bathroom, I like would take my contacts case because if I like wake up and go and start putting in my contacts, my cat will start meowing because he's like, hey, I'm awake, like you're awake, let's play. And so he like wants to like get my attention, and so I was like carrying my contacts case like around my house to put in my contacts later, and I was like, this is ridiculous. And I like realized that there's a shelf right above where I weigh myself. And so now like step one is weigh myself and put in my contacts, then pet Oliver and use the restroom in the other room. It's like, I have to pet him first. Otherwise he will just meow a bunch.
I feel so guilty. My cats are not, well, they're a part of my morning routine, but they're not part of the checklist. And maybe they should be. They just sort of insert themselves.
Yeah, and it's probably having multiple would change it. But then I also like, I've just been up early, and so I want to kind of get in a good mindset because I can really easily just kind of like wait for Ariel to wake up and kind of not do anything until then, and it's totally unnecessary because it's not like related to what I'm doing. So I've just been trying to like start music or another thing I did was organized all my Overcast podcasts into playlists.
Oh my gosh.
That were for each day of the week, because I realized that I was saying, I needed to like, I had to like take a break from Apple Podcasts for a while because I am just like thinking about stuff about like the latest news of the day on Monday morning at 10 a.m. when I don't need to be doing this shortcut stuff. And so I want to like save that for Thursday or Friday. And so I just like, it's mostly all the same podcast, but just like on certain days I'm choosing not to listen to other shows, or like Wednesdays and Thursdays Do By Friday or something comes out, and I just like want to choose, just be more intentional about it. And then also use Siri to just be like, Or I can even structure that with other shortcuts later where it's just like, today's Monday. Okay, play the Monday playlists and just go and... Or play music or something like that.
Have you... What time do you usually start working? Or do you have a start working time? Or is
No. But that's kind of what I'm trying to figure out with this. And we can feel free to workshop it. But there's... I mean, then I do other stuff like... We close the shades in our house at night because otherwise you can... We live like on a street corner, and so people can basically like see into our living room as we're sitting there and well lit. So I have to like open the windows every morning, and then I drink a lot of coffee, and I was telling you that it might be a source of my anxiety, but I still am.
Oh,
I'm trying
100%.
To just observe myself now of like, this is what I do. And so I make coffee when I go downstairs usually. But that does like kind of take some time. And so, or like I noticed I tend to make breakfast before I eat it. I like prep it and then I like set it aside for a while. So just like being realistic about that, or like while I'm waiting for the coffee to drip, I'm like kind of just sitting there doing nothing. And that's really easy for me to just check Twitter. One thing I did was I also realized that in general, I never check my email because I don't interact with people, and I probably won't do this first thing in the morning, but at least for now, like partially because, Micah had asked me to be on Clockwise on like Tuesday, but, he sent it to me at like 4 a.m. and for some reason I thought it was the same day and it was like 8:45 and I was like, does he want to record in like 15 minutes? And I was like, oh my God. And then was like, oh, just kidding, you meant tomorrow. But I did realize that the mail app on the Apple Watch is actually pretty good, and I get so little mail that I don't want notifications, but I want to just like open it, check, flag things if they're relevant, and otherwise I can definitely get that done in 2 minutes. And then like maybe do a mind dump in OmniFocus, because then it's kind of like if I get my breakfast and I'm already have my coffee, I can sit down and not think about something that's on my mind and just like start writing something. So I have write or read, feed the cat. And then I'm trying to like integrate more fitness stuff too. So this is like this is too much. Like this isn't like kind of, I was listening back to, a Focused episode with David Sparks and, Mike Schmitz. Is that it? But like, I haven't listen to anyone else really just talk about their morning routines besides Matt DiVella, but that wasn't very helpful in what I wanted. But like
my YouTube boyfriend.
Yeah. I was like looking for more and was like, I don't know when to end my routine and switch to like a work startup. Like I think David Sparks has a startup routine is what he was calling it versus his like personal morning routine. And there is like, I do overdo it, but it is like there's a lot of things that I either want to do or do end up thinking about and don't realize it, where it is like stretches, working out, showering, getting dressed, and even just like, this is not a big deal, but there's an app called Brella that tells you what to wear based off of the weather. So it's like grab a jacket or something like that. So I want to build a routine thing that I can run while I'm making coffee. That's like, here's what you should wear. And here's like what you wrote down from part of it is I need to redo my evening routine of like, what am I going to work on the next day? Because I don't want to make that decision in the morning. Or even like queuing up music or, drinking water and like which home scenes I have to turn on where, because like I have the wrong one set up for my office right now. And that's just something I want to like revisit. Or like using the Focus app for Pomodoro stuff. Like that would be the point where I would put in what I'm doing into there. But I think it is like too much.
Are all of these things that you're talking about, do they live in OmniFocus already?
No, not yet. I'm trying to like define a checklist that actually is realistic and makes sense for like just like my wake up routine versus like what I do in the early morning versus a workout type routine, or like drinking more water and being healthier in the morning and stuff like that.
Man, drinking water, getting sleep and drinking water, if I could be a guru of anything, it would be at drinking a ton of water, which is very, very sad.
I think it's, what's weird is, like, this did come up naturally over the last few weeks, and in a way that it seems like a lot, but a part of it is that I'm waking up at 6 a.m. And so, like, I have time, like, and I want to spend it more intentionally, so that, because it is, I could easily do all this in 20 to 30 minutes and then it's 6:45 in the morning and I can write for an hour and a half and then make my video. So, like, I do just want to pick some of this stuff, set it up so I can just drop it in an OmniFocus when I wake up and then not be like overwhelmed with too detailed of a task list, even though I have it.
I mean, that's the, I think the solution really might be to have it. Oh, I mean, I have a feeling I'm very much going to regret saying this, but having it be that granular, at least for like a week. So you literally just look at your watch and are like, okay, what's next? And you just become, your days are just automated by every single thing.
Exactly. It's like actual automation, which I haven't been doing. And that's why it's like very silly. And there's even a lot of, I was thinking about this earlier of, since I'm building kind of like a master Airtable for a lot of the concepts, or like have things in agenda that I know that I want to work on, I can then kind of like randomize picking which one I should do. And then it's just like, I like make my coffee and run my shortcut and check my email and it tells me what to get dressed later. And then it's like, all right, go work on this. Here's your research that you've already gathered and just like start. And then I can just like not think about it, and just kind of go from the creative side of it.
Can I challenge you to do something for next week? I realize that this is the motif of another of another podcast that I do, but I unfortunately from like 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. depending on the day, that part can't be super automated just because of my jobby job. However, from usually I wake up at 7 because I've been staying up later, from 7 to 10, and then from 5 to God knows when, I used to, I kind of still do in the morning, but it used to be literally everything I do, or rather did, was pre-planned, and everything was just a little circle to poke.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if by next week, you have a completely automated system, and then we'll see how that works with, like, basically every hour of every day. You shouldn't even have to look at OmniFocus. You should just be able to look at your watch and see what's next.
Or use like the Siri thing. Yeah. I think maybe every hour of every moment might be hard to schedule. But I do want to like not choose as much as I can. Like, I totally accept the challenge of like automate this, of like have a schedule that I'm sticking to. And because I think that is a lot of what I am just like constantly making these decisions and then trying to also be very creative with the content. And then I'm just like using up my brain power.
I mean, that's the thing is I think most of your hangups are because of decision fatigue. And if you just have that hour in the morning of just, I don't want to say deciding, but like it seems like your creative smarty smart stuff and deciding what you're going to publish and film should really be in the morning. Like that's your like flowery art time.
Go and smell the flowers around the corner.
Yeah. That's when you take your walk. That's where you go with Johnny Ive and talk about the chamfer edges. I'm done. That's how you know that it's the end of my day.
Yeah.
But then it's like, okay, and then you turn off your brain and you just go about your day exactly as planned.
Exactly. I did like a brainstorm schedule of like kind of an ideal week with Ariel that I like then observed how it went for a week, and I'm going to try to mess with that. And it is like, we got the morning part mostly down. I think I did realize more of like just the monthly cadence to what I'm doing.
Oh, interesting.
Or like actually putting in, I mean, I was like, okay, so WWDC is June 5th, like the week before, I'm just going to assume there's a bunch of leaks because that's kind of how it's been going. So like that week, maybe I'll talk about some of that stuff and having that when I think about it in my system for later.
I mean, I know we don't talk about this, but do you think there's going to be even more leaks?
I mean, they just always do. That's true. Just more specifics. I'm sure they like save it up. I hope not, because that does kind of like ruin some of the fun of it, but... I mean, even though there has been good leaks, like for the rumor that it's a huge year, I don't think there's been like everything is leaked. So,
oh, that's true.
There's plenty to leak. And just, I don't know. I have no idea about all of that. But I think it's once WWDC happens, I don't want to be thinking about some of these workflows as much. I want to have picked them and really settled into it by then. And I think having enough time of like, I played with the live streams, getting out like another two videos, maybe
in 1 week. No,
in the next 4 weeks.
Okay. I panicked.
And it is like really having a checklist in OmniFocus for videos and really knowing what that takes. I think a lot of it now is like deciding on the content topics and what to do. When is part of it, but I'm getting there. So I'm totally down to do that this week of like automate. I mean, should I like stick to my personal stuff?
I'm gonna say yes, because you need a crash course in how hard it is.
This should be in things then.
No, wait, why? But, no.
So the difference is, and so I have a mind map right now, and part of that, I forgot to say that my node to things integration doesn't make any sense to me. They take any like sub nodes and put them into the headers as like bulleted.
Yeah, it's weird.
It doesn't. Yeah. And then the OmniFocus one is perfect. But just for the morning routine, things does have a better Apple Watch app. And it, so maybe for that, that does make sense. And I can not be overwhelmed by my personal routines and just
Wait, how does things have a better Apple Watch app?
Their icon is it fills out in the infograph modular or just the infograph face. OmniFocus just has like a number, which I think kind of looks janky. It like is just like a red one instead of being the OmniFocus logo. Like things has a circle that's completing for the tasks for the day.
You don't need it. It's going to be all automated.
But even then, I can have a watch face that shows me what I need to do personally and then like my work tasks separately. Because it is like I have 25 things in my morning routine. That's like 25 tasks for the day in OmniFocus becomes like, feels like a lot.
Not if they're sequential.
Yeah, that's fair. But I think even the view, I haven't gotten the view set up for OmniFocus yet.
Oh, it's so good.
I guess with morning routine, I don't need that level of detail as part of it. And things is nicer for that. It kind of doesn't matter at that point.
I mean, but if it's not in your morning routine, you can't pet Oliver. That's that's the challenge. If you forget that.
So, I don't know. I'm going to accept the challenge of like, I do, maybe I will make the more of the checklist. I mean, it helps that like, we literally did just record this episode, so that's already done. And some of that of like now it is like, okay, next episode, when do I start planning and stuff like that? And when mm-hmm. do we, all those little things. So I will make a, I think maybe we should just talk more offline about it too, because I have more details that would just make this take another 30 minutes. But
teasers.
Well, just like, when should I do a video versus blog posts? That's still a bit, and live streams. So that's a whole
that's so much.
Mix. And it, I think I still haven't nailed down how the live streams I want to be, like, I'm not sure how much is supposed to be like, hey, live, tune in now, versus I can just record a video for 20 minutes in the morning and think about a sub, think through a whole subject with like the two people in the Discord who show up, and then write about it, because I've already done the process. Like, that's, it's supposed to be like a podcast without having to coordinate timing as much, and then I can just like talk through a thing out loud and maybe show people something in the process too, because or like interact with some of them. But yeah, that's a detail that I think it is, like, I think I was saying before, some of it does like take almost an hour to figure out how that all really intermixes together, or like when during the month versus during the week versus during the day I should do what. And this is why it takes a long time and is tiring, because it's, there is a whole lot, and I can get too down a rabbit hole, but like I still need to go in it, because that's how you get to Wonderland. I'm so sorry. I swear that wasn't intentional. That was real bad.
Wait, you can get to
the rabbit hole to Alice in Wonderland.
I know, and it's
you're like dumbfounded.
Oh boy. I'm excited to see what happens next week, because that sure is a place to stop. Matthew, and until next week, where can people find you on the internet?
Should I say they can't find me because I'm working?
Interesting.
No, I'll just do Twitter this time. Matt Casanelli on Twitter. What about you?
And you can find all of my bullcrap at alexcox.me, spelled C-O-X, not the other way. Thank you again to our patrons. I want to know what your weird routines are, and I wonder what's going to happen in the coming weeks, if Matthew is just going to implode, or if we can make him into more of a weird
robot.
Oh, God. Oh, well, this has been another episode of Supercomputer.
See you later, nerds.